At Firestone Complete Auto Care, we hold our service to the highest standard. That's why we have thousands of ASE-certified technicians nationally. So don't wait any longer. Give us a call and book your next appointment today.
Welcome to Birch Lane, where you can find a fresh take on classic furniture and decor. Every piece is hand-picked and crafted to last for years to come. At Birch Lane, you can explore everything from outdoor sets to living room furniture and everything in between. And get fast, free shipping. It's classic style for joyful living. Shop now at birchlane.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
She's electric. She's in a family full of eccentrics. Never expected, and I need more time.
I'm sure you heard this survey today. Oasis fans expected to splash out over €909 each on the reunion tour, including tickets, accommodation, food, booze, outfits and merchandise. The interesting part of the research was that about a quarter of people who have tickets for Oasis this August say they would have been happy to spend even more. So how expensive is it to go to a gig, festivals? Are you looking at the overall costs, perhaps cutting back on going to any of the events coming up this summer in Ireland? Ashley McCoby is a DJ in Dublin, loves a festival. Is it just becoming costly, too costly, Ashley, for people to go to gigs?
Yeah, I think before it was like, if somebody announced a gig, you could just buy a ticket off the cuff, or like even weekend over, like there was less management and less thinking behind it. Whereas I think now when somebody announces tours, like you're kind of thinking, okay, can I afford to go? Can I afford to buy these tickets? Like, will I still be able to pay rent? Can I still pay my bills? Can I buy lunch? Can I go to work? Like, the days of 50-euro concert tickets are very much so gone. So it's like a huge financial commitment. I'm thinking a lot of the gigs that I've gone to in the past like year and a half, or even gigs I've been looking at, and you're committing to dropping at least €100 on a ticket, and that's kind of bare minimum.
Yeah, you'd be very lucky to get a one-night gig anywhere in Ireland now for about €100, Ashley.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's even on the lower end, which is shocking. I remember back in my big One Direction days, big One Direction fan days, and begging my mum for a ticket, and €50 being a big ask for a ticket. Whereas now, like, you breathe and you spend €50.
Yeah, and that's, you know, you're lucky if you're living in the city where the event is on. Perhaps you're in Cork or Limerick, or more specifically, maybe in Dublin. But if you're someone that's travelling, you've huge costs associated.
Exactly. Like, I think, especially when you travel for gigs, transport and like accommodation in Dublin is already expensive as it is. So your bus costs, your hotel costs, like, again, you'd be lucky if you get a hotel room in Dublin for a night that is less than €150. So when you're going to a gig and you don't live in the city where that gig's happening, it's a huge, huge financial commitment, which I feel like a lot of people are just kind of opting out of, which is a shame.
Gareth Dunleavy is joining us, Ashley. Gareth is the curator of Oasis WTS. Look, it's interesting when you hear that survey today, Gareth, about the cost of going to the Oasis gig in August, like over €900 each all in.
Yeah, no, it was a disgrace. And the thing I feel sorry for is the younger generation, the 16 to 17 year old. I know when I was that age, when I went to see Oasis for the first time, the first thing I wanted was a guitar. So it inspires a younger generation of musician, and they can't afford, like, to go to these gigs now is just astronomical. And then the pressure on parents, whether it's like even for see, like the likes of Taylor Swift, you know, and you've got this massive premium on these acts. I think it's really unfair. I did suggest something before in an article where that there should be a kind of like a matinee show, or a kind of matinee show, but it's used very loosely, as it would be a show that would have a minimum price on the ticket to see these kind of acts. So say the likes of, so said they're like, you know, what people would generally pay. So €50, I think, is enough to be paying to see an act. Maybe a bit more, but not more than that. And that there should be something in place. They're able to do pre-sale codes and all of that. So my idea was that, like, say the likes of between 18 and 24-year-olds could have access to this 50-euro ticket. And it was a very controversial thing that I kind of put forward. But like, if you're able to do pre-sale codes and all of this, you should be able to do that. And you're already asking for ID. So it just gives the artist, or like a younger generation, access to these artists that they're able to see live. I know plenty of youngsters that would love to see Oasis this summer, but having, you know, with dynamic prices, imagine being a youngster, being in the queue all day, and all of a sudden then you're hit with the with a 450, 500 euro ticket. Like most youngsters, if they've got like a part-time job, they probably wouldn't even get that in 2 weeks, never mind 1 week.
The Barclays research, just to be clear for listeners, it's not that the ticket prices are 900 euro, it's that you get your ticket price, so whatever you got in the queue and you were able to pay for, then you've got to put the travel on top of it, and you have to get accommodation, and presumably at some point during the day you're going to have to eat something, and if you're of age to have a drink, you'll probably have a pint. Then they're allowing money for merchandise, if you're bothered with having merchandise for something, maybe like an Oasis reunion tour. You'll probably find, Gareth, there'll be people who will, they'll want to buy a little bit of merch on the day.
And then even the likes of T-shirts and stuff like that. And I seen, like, last year I went to see Green Day and a few other bands in Dublin. And, like, they're charging 40, 50 euros for a T-shirt. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's 20 euros should be tops for a T-shirt, especially with the mass, the amount that they sell at these gigs. So, and even the likes of hoteliers, they have a lot to answer for as well, because probably a controversial thing is where, you know, oh, sorry, we've double booked, because some people get wind of the dates of before the tickets are released, so that they know that the gig is coming up next year. They go on to booking.com or wherever they're booking their hotel. Mm. They book it on that day, and then all of a sudden the tickets are released, and then they realise, the hotel groups realise that, oh, they can make an extra book on this, and then all of a sudden then your booking is cancelled because we've double booked. But you know full well it hasn't been double booked, but there's nothing you can do about it. And all of a sudden then to rebook is like 600, 700 euros to stay in Dublin.
Yeah, I think in this survey of the 900 euro, they allowed maybe just over 100 quid for accommodation. Was it 140 I saw? You'll do very well to find a bed in Dublin on Oasis weekend for that kind of money. Daniel Brown is with me. Daniel is one of the founders and owners of C-Sessions, of course, based in Bundoran and County Donegal. Daniel, can you shed any light on this for us? Why has it become so expensive to put on festivals and to go to them?
Well, I think as Gareth is saying there, Andrea, the hotels, and you're right, 140 quid, are you going to get a hotel in Dublin for that? Definitely not on that weekend. You know, Dublin's become a very expensive city. It's an expensive place to go. You put in an Oasis gig, and I mean, it is a legendary gig, and it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for a lot of people to see this. I can see why there would be a feeding frenzy, you know, for tickets. But, I mean, from the promoter side of things, as you said, you know, the person putting on the gig, they're not getting the 900 quid. They're just getting the ticket price. And sometimes the ticket price in this isn't actually even enough to nearly cover the costs. The venue has to get sponsorship, has to get also beer sales, etc., just to make some money. And sometimes the margins are actually really quite tight in that industry.
So just explain that, Daniel, because you're obviously in the business of putting on C-Sessions. It's been a hugely successful festival in Donegal down through the years, and many other events, I suppose, like it. It's more the smaller kind of festival, boutique style. So for you to actually sell the tickets, it's often the case, is it, that that's not even enough to get the acts to put on the event? The sponsorship is a big part of this.
The ticket sales alone don't cover the cost. If we sold out C-Sessions at 10,000 capacity, that's not enough money to cover the costs of putting on the gig, building the infrastructure, paying the artists, security. And, I mean, everybody wants to put on a good show. And the ticket sales just wouldn't cover it. You also have to have revenue from beer sales, merchandise, sponsorship. And I mean, to me, the Holy Trinity nearly in trying to have an event is sponsorship, beer sales and your ticket sales. You need those three elements all to work to have a chance to make a margin. And there's a lot of festivals that don't survive. There's a lot of festivals that aren't going to be going ahead. And we're taking a break ourselves this year to concentrate on a World Surf League event that we're doing. But the big thing is that there's a lot of, the proof is in the pudding. If promoters were making so much money doing this, there'd be a lot more events going on.
There wouldn't be paused.
It really is. Correct, correct. You know?
So once the promoter or the sponsor comes in and they say, right, we're going to be, whether it's a beer or whatever drinks company or whoever's sponsoring the gig, they need to make money now in drink and food sales as well. Even insurance costs.
It isn't always that direct. A lot of the times the brands will come on because they want to communicate with the audience. They want to put their brand in front of your ticket audience. So it's not just a direct line through to them making a return on beer or food sales. So it is really about that partnership approach when it comes to sponsorship. But, I mean, you do, as an event, need to make money in your bars, you need to make money in your tickets, and you need to make sponsorship just to have a chance of keeping your head above water.
You're not the only boutique style festival, Daniel, that's paused for this season. Are we likely to see more of this? Is it just becoming too prohibitively expensive to put shows on now in Ireland?
Well, there's been a big change in the marketplace pre-COVID and post-COVID. And I think it was Ashley there at the beginning said that, you know, for a lot of young people, they're struggling to pay rent. They're struggling to, you know, with the rise of costs across the board. So you take it, promoters are struggling with rising costs across the board. And then you're asking, you know, a ticket audience if they have the money to commit to a weekend ticket. So there has been a difference, you know, pre-COVID and post-COVID. And I think a lot of people are just struggling with the cost of living.
Have you noticed that, Ashley, from your own friend group? Is there a reluctance to commit, we'll say, to, you know, paying for the likes of a weekend pass up front?
Oh, yeah, 100%. And even, I guess, like for us, it's about being strategic with the gigs that we go to. So like before, when I was younger, it would be common for us to go to like a couple festivals and a couple gigs over the summer. Whereas now it's like, okay, there's one festival, if even, a summer, and like trying to like plan it out and be financially responsible. And then I guess kind of rationing, saying, okay, well, we saw that person last year, so we don't need to go to that gig this year. Like, it doesn't make sense. And yeah, people are definitely way more hesitant. And I know even for myself and my friends, it's a lot more cheaper also to just fly into Europe and go to a concert and go to a festival abroad. So I think, that's happening with a lot of people, where they see the cost of the ticket and they're saying, okay, that's 60 euro here, but that's maybe 50 euro somewhere else, and I can get a holiday out of it. So I'm now doubling up on my trips.
Who are you traveling to see?
I mean, I guess top example I can think of is that I went to go see Beyonce play in Barcelona 2 years ago, and the tickets for that were 85 euro. Like, I can't imagine the last time I spent only 85 euro on a ticket in Dublin. And then because we were in Barcelona, I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to use my annual leave days and go for a 1 week holiday on top of the gig. So rather than doing a gig as well as a holiday on a separate time. So I think people are getting a little bit more clever and smart about how the ways in which they spend their money and trying to double up on it in that way. But it's just, again, it's so expensive, like you said earlier, accommodation here, transport here. So even if you wanted to say, okay, I'll go to a gig in Ireland, I'll go up to Dublin and stay for the weekend, it's way more expensive to do that than it would be to go somewhere else.
Well, a listener here says, can I just make the point, bands aren't charities, they're a business. As there's no money in album sales, bands have to make their money now via gigs. So if you don't want to pay the fortune to go see the band, you don't have to, says this listener. Why do people moan about the ticket prices when huge numbers of people are clearly prepared to pay what is now the market rate? Nick McKay is from Roll With It, I should say, the Oasis tribute act. Like, it is a little unfortunate, isn't it, Nick, that there's just going to be so many younger people aren't going to get to experience these great gigs?
It is, but, you know what I mean? But you know, on the flip side of that, the one thing I would say is that, you know, having, especially with our gigs, and obviously going to see Liam and Noel quite a lot over the last few years, there is a lot of young people, you know, who do attend those shows. You know, certainly the first sort of 10 rows of our gigs is all young people. So albeit we don't charge the sort of level that Oasis kind of do, but even this, seeing Noel and Liam on their solo tours, you know, there is a lot of young people at that. Now, granted, the ticket sales and the prices and stuff has gone up a considerable lot. This is a one-off thing, you know, this Oasis reunion, you know, it's massive. And you know, they did warrant the price. I think, you know, the ticket sales have gone to the level they have because of the demand. And, you know, there's a lot to be said for the likes of Ticketmaster as well, you know, who do, you know, increase fees, not before the gig's announced, but while you're in that queue. So if you've been, like a lot of Oasis fans, stuck in a queue for ages, and then the next thing you go to check out and your ticket fee's gone up four times, you know, it's
I suppose there's only so many tickets at a certain price though, isn't it? It's the same as airline flights.
Yeah, and it goes up by the amount of people trying to access tickets at any one point, you know what I mean? And that I think has left everybody a little bit sort of with a sour taste, you know, which is unfortunate. But I think there's a lot to take away when people are there, you know, at the gigs and stuff, and people, you know, enjoying themselves and singing all them classics back again. You know, I think people may forget a little bit about the ticket price for a while anyway.
Gig prices are crazy. Charging a tenner for a pint and a plastic glass, as this listener. I have to say, and I'm going to read some of these messages for you. A lot of people have really mixed views about this. Such nonsense. Young people feeling they're entitled to see acts. If you don't want to pay for it, then don't go. There's no demand. The prices will change. It's okay to say no to children when they ask for tickets to the likes of Taylor Swift. Marty in Limerick says he wants to give some perspective because his son wanted to go to a gig in Dublin, and between the ticket prices and the hotel and the travelling from Limerick to Dublin, we scrapped the idea and we're now going to see the exact same band play in Alicante in Spain. We're flying from Shannon, we're staying for 5 days, far cheaper. Ireland has gone absolutely crazy. I'll fall on my sword because of all of this pricing and price gouging. Absolutely, no doubt, says Marty. Another listener got in touch to say, I've absolutely no pity for these stupid people who buy these tickets to see, for what are the most part, actually fairly overrated artists. And then they come on air to the likes of your show and they complain. I think it's absolutely ridiculous, says Paul in Dundrum. Keep your thoughts coming into us. 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. That's Ashley, Daniel Brown, Gareth Dunleavy, Nick McKay. Appreciate your time here on Lunchtime Live. You can email us lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
At Firestone Complete Auto Care, we hold our service to the highest standard. That's why we have thousands of ASE certified expert technicians nationally. So if you're looking for car service that's got your back on the road, choose the place that treats every car like their own and every customer like family. Don't wait any longer. Call your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and book your next appointment today.